This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
It's another one of those days. Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. And America's on fire. I've never seen so many interesting, controversial, titillating, salacious news stories in my life. I'm going to get right to them so we can make some time here. First of all, I think most of you know I've spent my entire career before politics loving football, NFL football, college football. As a professional sports gambler, professional odds maker, professional sports handicapper, I am so sickened at what's happened to sports, I don't even know what to say. Yesterday, the play-by-play man for the Sacramento Kings was fired when a black basketball player tweeted him and just said, "Hey, so what do you think about Black Lives Matter?" And obviously it was a setup. He wanted to draw him in. He wanted to destroy him and take his career away in revenge for the fact that this announcer of 30 years... Players come and go, but this announcer's been there 30 years. He's white, been there 30 years. Who cares if he's white? Who cares if the player's black? Obviously, the player cared, because that player's been in and out of suspensions. He's been a troublemaker. This guy has spoken out loud in public that he's not good for teams. He's a troublemaker. So this guy wanted revenge. So he tweets. He's not even on the team anymore. He was traded to the Lakers, and the Lakers released him. This guy's been playing basketball. So he tweeted to his old nemesis, the play-by-play man who had the nerve to say, "You're not good for my team. What do you think about Black Lives Matter?" And this guy answered back, "I'm with you 100%. Every single life matters." Now, you tell me, folks, could you be fired for that? I mean, I hope he sues them for $1 billion. I hope the Sacramento Kings pay out $1 billion to that play-by-play announcer. Because they fired him, because that's now considered racism when you say to a black ball player, "Yeah, no, black lives aren't the only thing that matters. Every single life matters." What was his name? Grant Napier was the play-by-play man for the Sacramento Kings. Not content to fire him from his play-by-play job, which probably paid him $500,000 a year, he was also fired as the big sports talk show host in Sacramento, which is probably another $250,000 a year. So he probably made somewhere in the neighborhood of $500,000 to $750,000 a year. And it's all gone. He has no income now. What happens to a person like that? 6 years old, a wonderful career for 30 years, no chance he's going to lose it for years to come. And now it's gone because he answered someone, "Yes, Black Lives Matter, every life matters." What's racist about that? Tell me what's racist about that. But wait, we're just getting started. Drew Brees, one of the great quarterbacks in the history of football, NFL quarterback Drew Brees, was asked about Black Lives Matter. And he said, "I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America." And he was attacked so viciously by players all over the NFL and his own teammates, all of whom are black, as if he had said something so racist and so horrible and so anti-black for saying, "I will never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag of the United States of America," that Shannon Sharp, NFL Hall of Fame tight end, on Fox Sports 1 now, said he's got to resign now, he's got to retire now at the end of his career. And players around the league said, "Time to retire." Because he said, "I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States in our country, or our country." This is sick what's going on in the world today. Sick. He has numerous records in NFL history. He's a Super Bowl champion, one of the greatest quarterbacks in history. But by the way, even though I agree with every word he said, I would never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. And so are all the NFL's fans. That's what's so amazing. Do you not realize, players, that we pay your salary? Like, I'm the most pro-cop guy in the world. No one loves police more than me. But I'm always saying all government employees have to understand your salaries are paid by us, the taxpayer. You've got to understand that. You really are civil servants. We are actually your bosses. Same thing with the NFL. Do you understand? We pay your salaries. Because if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing? Some of you might be a lawyer. Some of you might be a doctor. Some of you might be a businessman. I would say the vast majority would have no way to earn a living. They'd be bouncers in bars. They'd be waiters. They'd be waitresses making minimum wage or just above it. How do I know that? Because there are so many players who hang on for 2-3 years and then for the rest of their lives they have low income jobs. There are players who make millions and 3 years. I think the number is something like 70% of all NFL players 3 years after retirement are completely broke. What do they do the rest of their lives? Nothing great. So that game that you play that's fun, that Wayne Root loves, I love football more than life itself. I love throwing a football to my kids more than life itself. That game that you play that pays you millions of dollars, you only have that ability to make millions because we, the fans, pay for it. And a majority of fans are absolutely Donald Trump fans. A majority of fans are veterans. A majority of fans are business owners. A majority of fans are Republicans. A majority of fans love the flag and love this country and were sickened by your kneeing. And if a guy says, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country, for you to say that the greatest quarterback, one of the top three in the history of the NFL, must now retire because he made that comment, shows your incredible ignorance about your own frailty of your job. Because if we stop going to games and we stop buying your merchandise and we stop watching you on TV, you're all finished. You're done. You can go somewhere and become a lawyer and become a doctor. Try it. Go work 8 years in medical school and as an intern for a while. Good luck making, you know, almost nothing and working 16 hours a day before you make the real money. Or maybe you'll be a dishwasher. Maybe you'll be a bouncer in a nightclub. But you're never going to make millions again for throwing a football around in front of 60,000 people who idolize you. That's a privilege of a lifetime. You know what? Forget white privilege. You've all got NFL privilege. Every one of you has NFL privilege and sports privilege and NBA privilege and PGA golf privilege and tennis privilege and UFC privilege. All of you, none of you could do any. Well, you could. The sky's the limit. I'm a guy who believes in people. You know, someone who's black, someone who's white, someone who's Jewish, someone who's Muslim, I don't care. Everyone's capable of being something great. It's just a fact that most ballplayers, when they don't make it in the NFL, don't go on to something great. It's a fact most ballplayers, white or black, have a hard time for the rest of their lives. That's a fact. As a matter of fact, you know what's funny? I just heard Lee Elsie. I listened to his very compelling story to end his hour of guest hosting my show. Love, Lee. Thank you, Lee. He had a chance to be a Major League Baseball player, and was in the minor leagues, had his cup of coffee, as they say, and almost made it. But he didn't make it. He washed out in the end, and he was lost for a while. He was kind of a lost soul, and he was bartending, and police were hassling him. That's a good example of what happens to most athletes if you don't make it. If you make it, you make $10 million a year. If you don't make it, you're like a lost soul tending bar somewhere. So all these players have NFL privilege. NBA privilege, NHL privilege, tennis privilege, golf privilege. What would you be doing if you weren't making $10 million a year playing sports? We don't pay you that money so you can A, disrespect us and offend us. Does it ever occur to you that, yeah, let's just say that most fans aren't Trump fans. I mean, I know I'm right that most NFL fans are Trump fans and Republicans. I've seen all the studies, by the way. You know, because football is a very macho game, and most NFL fans are macho masculine guys. And macho masculine guys are generally Republican. And macho masculine guys with money who buy all the tickets are absolutely Republican. And macho masculine guys who spend millions for those glass-boxed, you know, those glass-box suites, they're absolutely all Republicans. They're paying your salary. They're absolutely paying every NFL player's, every NBA player's, every NHL player's, every Major League Baseball player's salary. And you're offending us, but let's say I'm wrong, and let's say it's exactly a 50-50 split like America is. America's, you know, very much a 50-50 split, half Republican, half Democrat. And what it really is probably like, you know, you notice the Pew poll, 35% of Americans are conservatives, only 25% are liberals. We dominate liberals, and the rest are kind of somewhere in between calling themselves moderate, independent, not identifying with any one party. But the ones who identify by far more are conservatives than liberals. Obviously, you don't realize that. Obviously, the average player has no idea. Obviously, you're ignorant. You don't even understand. That means most of your fans are Republicans, because even you claim most people of color are poor. And most poor people are Democrats? Don't you claim that? Don't you agree? Doesn't the Democratic Party say that? So who is it that's buying all these NFL seat licenses? Who is it that's paying $1,000 for a seat at a hockey game, a basketball game, a baseball game, an NFL game? Who is it that's paying for season tickets for $40,000? Who is it that's paying $50,000 for a seat license? Well, I would guess it's almost completely very upscale people, and very upscale people are all Republican. So you are peeing in the face of every one of your own fans that pays your salary. But if I'm wrong, and it's a 50-50 split, and I know I'm not wrong, but if I was, 50-50, the fans in hockey, fans in basketball, fans in baseball, fans in football, divided, why would you want to offend and pee in the face of 50% of your fans? If they were to go away, your salary would go down by 50%. I believe right now you're peeing in the face of 70 to 80% of your fans, and your salary's going to go away completely. There's going to be no NFL. There's going to be no nothing if you keep doing what you're doing and saying what you're saying, because you're making me sick to my stomach. And Wayne Root is just representative. I'm every man, silent majority, USA. You go find me a man who's a son of a butcher or a son of a baker or a son of a candlestick maker. That's me, from Mount Vernon, New York, from the wrong side of the tracks. Who went to an all-black high school, by the way? One of the only white kids at an all-black high school in Mount Vernon, New York. You walked down the hallway in Mount Vernon, New York, it was me, and like, if there were 100 people in the hallway, there might have been me, three white guys, and 97 African Americans. That's my high school upbringing. And I got along great with the ones who were not trying to hurt me, kill me, beat the crap out of me, steal my lunch money, or rob my lunch in the cafeteria. Other than those who were hoodlums, I got along great with African Americans. We were best friends. I invited them to my bar mitzvah. I was the only Jewish kid in all of Westchester that had a bar mitzvah filled with black people. So don't ever tell me about racism. It's a lie. I love my NFL football players. I love my NBA players. I love everyone of every color who's a great athlete, who's an exceptional performer. But you start offending us who buy the tickets because we're Republican, that's the end of your league and the end of your salary. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance.
insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Shares, a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Conscious Matrix, a new book by Dr. Nancy Wolf, sponsor of this show. She's a great lady and a great Republican, a great conservative, and she's got the perfect book at the perfect time for you. Dr. Nancy Wolf is a professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book's called Conscious Matrix, and she will explain why, even though we're under vicious attack by the liberals, the reason they're so vicious and so desperate is because they have no chance to win. The book's already been written. The story's written. The ending is written. We win. That's what Nancy Wolf tells you. Our biology, our history, our culture are all pre-wired. We are literally pre-wired to win. And she says, together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. Actually purchase Conscious Matrix by going to libertyhillpublishing.com. No phone call, just a website, libertyhillpublishing.com. Available at Amazon or Barnes & Noble as well, but the main place to get it, Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf at libertyhillpublishing.com. Thank you for sponsoring my show. So I was on a real rant about Drew Brees because I'm so hurt that you can now be a white quarterback in the NFL, the greatest one maybe that ever lived, one of the top three or four that ever lived. And when you make the statement, not, ooh, I hate black people. Did he say that? Did he say black lives don't matter? Did he say the N-word? Did he say black football players should be kicked out of football? No. You know what he said? He said, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America. And he was attacked so viciously that he had to put out an apology video. And once you put out an apology video, you're dead. You're done. Because, see, when liberals smell blood, they're like sharks in the water. I never apologize for anything. I mean what I say. And so when I say it, there's always a good reason for it. If you take it out of context, that's your problem. But what I said was just fine when I say it. And so I don't apologize to liberals, because if you apologize, they will kill you in the street. That's when they smell blood and they come after you. Well, once he apologized, forget it. At that point, they came after him like there's no tomorrow. And here's Shannon Sharp of Fox Sports 1 says Drew Brees should retire now after his anthem protest comments. Shannon Sharp, as if he's the answer to life. But just because you're a Hall of Fame tight end doesn't mean that you know everything about life and your opinions matter to every American. They don't. It's a joke. So Brees insisted that even today he does not support Colin Kaepernick's protest during the national anthem, even though he feels Kaepernick has a right to his opinion. Exactly. Brees just feels refusing to stand for the anthem is the wrong time and place to protest. And after Brees got blasted by all the athletes of the NFL and his own teammates, even after he apologized for his insensitive comments about the anthem protest. What's insensitive about that? Sharp went off on him. See, the minute you apologize, they don't go, okay, thank you, you're a nice guy. No, they attack you and slice your head off. They kill your career right there in the middle of the road. And you've turned off all the Wayne Roots of the world because now you apologize for saying the right thing. So Shannon Sharp, after Brees apologizes, exclaimed, I'll never respect him. He issued an apology. It's meaningless because the guys know he spoke his heart the first time around. I don't know what Drew's going to do, but he probably should just go ahead and retire now. He'll never be the same. And then he said, take it from a guy that's been a leader in the locker room. What he said, they'll never look at him the same because he spoke his heart. It wasn't what he said. It was how he said it. He was defiant. I will never respect the man. I had a friend over my house today. Well, first of all, that's enough to get me arrested by Governor Sisolak, right? I had a friend over my house. My God, we'll all die of coronavirus. A friend came over. He wasn't wearing a mask. He entered my home. Ah! I mean, I don't. You know what I want to do to liberals? If I told you on the radio, they'd pull me off radio, so I'm not going to say anything. You people are sick. You're sick. Anyway, I digress. My friend said in the book 1984, which I believe is the George Orwell book, I believe, right? Isn't that Orwell's book, 1984? There's a guy in the scene who he's asked, the government is telling him, you must say 4 plus 4 equals 8, equals 9. And he says, no, 4 plus 4 equals 8. That's okay, you've got to say 4 plus 4 equals 9. He says, well, how can I say it? It's not true. No, you've got to say 4 plus 4 equals 9. And he says, okay, 4 plus 4 equals 9. Oh, you don't really mean it. We're throwing you in prison. So you can't win by apologizing when liberals ask you to lie. You know Drew Brees was lying when he said, I said insensitive things, I'm sorry, because Drew Brees had said nothing wrong, except that he loves his country. Now loving your country is enough to ruin your career in the NFL. And saying that all lives matter, black lives, white lives, every life is precious, saying that's enough to lose your job as the play-by-play man for 30 years of the Sacramento Kings. And the list is on and on. Wait till we get back, I've got so much more to share. Our country's going to hell.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities have made 51 arrests for federal crimes related to violent rioting. That's according to Attorney General Bill Barr, blaming the violence and destruction on Antifa and agitators of various different political persuasions. The Attorney General saying peaceful protests are okay, but the violent protests have to stop.
Others have hijacked protests to engage in lawlessness, violent rioting, arson, looting of businesses and public property, assaults on law enforcement officers and innocent people, and even the murder of a federal agent.
Testifying in a Democratic-led House hearing, CDC Director Robert Redfield says he's deeply saddened about the harsh impacts of the coronavirus outbreak. Over 100,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Great guest for you. Let's get right to it. Lenny Davis, Chief Operating Officer for SRT Special Services in Las Vegas, former Special Agent with U.S. Customs Service and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, 31 years of experience keeping us all safe. We want to talk a little bit about what's been going on with these Antifa and Black Lives Matter rallies and protests and riots in Las Vegas and around the country. Lenny Davis, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
So first of all, I am constantly concerned with the condition of the police officer. I'm such a pro-cop guy, and I was so sickened to hear about a cop shot literally in the face in Las Vegas. Originally, I said in the back of the head. Now my understanding is it was really the neck and the face area. His name is Shay Michelonis, and you're a friend of that wonderful officer, 29 years old, critical condition, at one point grave condition. I'm wondering if that's a positive. They're now saying critical. That sounds like perhaps the situation has lightened just a bit. Tell us the status of Shay Michelonis, police officer, Metro Police.
Well, he's I got an email from his stepdad and basically thanking everybody. The outpouring has been phenomenal. The Metro family is really come together, and he's hanging in there, and that is about all we can hope for right at this time. He's such a nice young man, such a good kid. 4 years.
So you knew him personally?
Oh yeah, his mom and stepdad have been friends of mine for probably.
Yeah, no,
years.
I understand. You know the family. I just didn't know if you actually had met Shay. You've actually met Shay.
Oh yeah, actually, Shay went on a scuba diving trip a few years ago with us. So
wow,
he's just a really nice young man, and it's such good luck.
I mean, we've been very lucky in Vegas that Black Lives Matter events here have not been the kind that have, you know, broken out into disaster in Minneapolis and name the cities, New York and Los Angeles, and there's been bad things in lots of cities. But here they've been relatively under control and relatively peaceful. And how he happened to be in just the wrong place at the wrong time when somebody starts shooting a gun. I know that terrible person now claims they were not aiming at a police officer. They were just shooting randomly. Gee, that makes a lot of sense. Well, who are you shooting at? What do you know what the story is? Can you enlighten us a little bit? Have you heard anything about the story itself?
Yeah, the only thing I have heard is that Shay was in the process of placing an individual under arrest when he was shot, and this individual, from what I was told, was across the street when he fired. And of course he hit Shay and Shay went down, and it was approximately an hour or so later that Metro was able to take this guy into custody. So other than that, I don't know any details of the actual incident.
All right, so let's get your thoughts after a lifetime in security. We're talking to Lenny Davis, who is Chief Operating Officer for SRT Special Services in Las Vegas and a former special agent with U.S. Customs Service and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, 31 years of experience. What are your thoughts on how the Metro Police in Vegas have handled the riots, the looting, the arson, the vandalism? It's been, thank God, under control, not out of control in Las Vegas. Nonetheless, it's been kind of an ugly picture. So you think they've done a good job?
I think, by and large, they've done a great job. I had the unfortunate experience as being one of the members of a U.S. Customs Special Response Team out of Los Angeles to be in the experience of the Rodney King insurrections and riots in 1992.
And I was there, by the way. I lived in Los Angeles in the Hollywood Hills, and me and my buddies were patrolling the streets with our own personal guns. We had a roadblock set up, and we wouldn't let you in without seeing ID and knowing you lived in our street. That's how we kept our streets from being attacked, looted, or burned.
That's the only way you could do that, and there was some, you know, that I hearken back to that. Metro has done appears to be an admirable job.
And I agree. I agree. By the way, I was asking the question, but I agree.
Yeah, we're not in a larger city. We haven't had the tens of thousands and I think if we had 10,000 protesters like they had in Portland last night, we would have some problems. We'd be overrun. But Metro has done a great job.
Can I let you know a secret here? And I announced it yesterday. I'm putting it together now. We're going to have 10,000. But good guys, I'm going to put together the largest pro-police march, rally, parade in the entire United States. There hasn't been one. To my knowledge, there's never been a pro-police parade. I sure know there hasn't been one since this incident with George Floyd. I'm Wayne Root. I'm putting together the largest pro-police parade that we've ever seen in this country and in this town. And we're now aiming for the date of a week from Saturday. A week from this Saturday, we're hoping to do that. We're putting the plans together now. I'm meeting with several council people to map out the parade route, the rally route, and we're going to put together, I'll bet you, 10 or 15,000 Las Vegans who love their police and celebrate their police and stand behind their police and believe in the thin blue line, and it's going to make news all over this country.
That sounds like it's going to be an outstanding event. We would love to participate in that.
Good. We'll definitely invite you. And I'm with you. I do believe the Vegas police have done a great job during this event. And I'm a critical person. Even though I love cops, doesn't mean I don't vent at a three-hour radio show when I see something wrong. And I've been critical before of Joe Lombardo, our sheriff. On this one, he gets an A-plus from me. I think he's done a fabulous job, and the Vegas police have done a fabulous job. The mistake was our governor. If Governor Sisolak calls in the National Guard over the weekend, which is when I kept screaming last Friday, you got to call the National Guard, got to call the National Guard, then I think probably, no one can ever know, only God would know, but I think Shea Michelonis is not lying there in grave condition fighting for his life. If the National Guard is there to back up police, then I think we get this whole thing under control. They block off the strip, and you never have a dangerous demonstration. And Shea is alive and well, and everything's fine. And instead, he's fighting for his life. I think that blood of Shea Michelonis is on our governor, who was just a complete wimp and didn't call out the National Guard, even though he called it out over the weekend for Reno. He never called it out for Vegas. I think he's disgusting. I think his actions have been disgraceful, and I think this blood is on his head. That's all I can say.
And I will tell you from personal experience, again, back to 1992 in Los Angeles, you had every law enforcement agency in the state of California, federal agencies, we were there activated with RSRT almost immediately. But it was not, things did not come back to normal until you had the boots on the ground. You had enough bodies to cover those areas and keep people from looting and burning. And that's what you need the National Guard for, because they're the extra boots on the ground to help you with that.
Well, it kind of reminds me of, a lot of people say SWAT is overkill, when they go in for like a marijuana dealer, right? And they break down his door and it's a SWAT team and they got a militarized vehicle and they got all the latest equipment and the biggest guns and they take them down. And some people, on the bad guy side say, all right, that's overkill. No, it's not. That's how you keep police officers alive. You've got to just intimidate and overwhelm a suspect so that they have no chance to fight back so a cop doesn't lose his life. That's what I say about riots. Just like Trump said, you got to overwhelm them. You got to intimidate them. You got to send in more troops than they've got protesters until they are so worried that it's a peaceful protest. I have no problem with peaceful protests, but you can't let people think they can loot and burn and throw stones and rocks and bricks at cops. You can never allow that to happen.
Yeah, when you're talking about SWAT team entry, the whole idea of that is, speed, surprise, and the action. And you do that exactly. You're dominating those people before they have a chance to get a gun or try to do violence against you versus knocking on the door and, it's a policeman in uniform or in a rain jacket. They are not as overwhelmed. They're not as surprised. And they're more prone to violence.
Hey, Lenny, let me interrupt this diagnosis because, radio goes fast and we're kind of cutting on a couple minutes here. I want to make sure we get in something interesting for all the casino owners and executives that are listening to my show, and I know most of them do in this town. You've got some very interesting technology I wanted you to get a chance to tell them about, because I want this town, it's reopening day today, and I want this town to reopen in a big way and prove to everyone in America we're the safest town in America. Many of these casinos are using thermal cameras, which are very expensive. expensive. And you at SRT Services, SRT Special Services, have a more affordable technology called Liberty AI, Artificial Intelligence Thermal Cameras. How do they work and how affordable are they? What could a casino gain by using your equipment?
Well, we're actually more of a market for anyone, any business, because we are much more affordable. We have true thermal imaging cameras. Like, it's the same technology that's used in the police helicopter's thermal imaging and the military's thermal imaging. So this device is very unobtrusive, and it was originally designed for access controls. Like, if you have a key card or a fob, you could use this with facial recognition. It is amazing facial recognition.
What about temperature? And what about scanning if I have a fever or not?
We have added that with our manufacturer. We got together with them, and we have added a thermal camera that when you walk up, it will take your temperature within completely medical grade and let you know if you have a fever or not.
In a second or a fraction of a second? How quick does it...
Less than a half a second.
So, I mean, this is the answer to casinos' dreams, right? I mean, this is it.
It's casinos, it's restaurants, it's bars, anybody that wants to make sure that their employees and their customers are safe.
What's your website, Lenny? Quick, give me your website.
It is SRTSpecialServices.com.
SRT for Sam Robert Thomas, SpecialServices.com. SRTSpecialServices.com. Chief Operating Officer Lenny Davis, Wayne Allen Root. Thank you, Lenny. God bless you, man. Thanks for all you do. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand washed with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the MAGA mall, MALL.com. Themagamall.com.
raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-4-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. The root is on fire. Lots of things to tell you about. First of all, I am going to go ahead with that big pro-police rally. Let me get my calendar out here, my handy calendar, because we're doing it a week from Saturday. So let's see here. A week from Saturday would take us to Saturday the 13th. Saturday, June 13th. I don't have a time yet. I don't have the place where it's starting yet, but we're walking the Vegas Strip. All of us, patriots, conservatives, pro-police people, pro-law and order, we're walking the Vegas Strip. Where I'm so sick of cops getting shot. I'm sick of cops getting killed. I'm sick of cops being targeted. I'm sick of people saying bad things about cops. Yeah, there's a few bad cops. Of course there are. There's bad everybody. There's more than a few bad people in these protest marches, a lot more than there are cops bad. But for the most part, they have the toughest job in the world, and they're protecting our lives. And so, we're going to have a rally. It'll be the biggest pro-police rally in the United States of America, because to my knowledge, there hasn't been a single pro-police rally in the United States of America. We're going to put it on right here in Las Vegas on Saturday the 13th of June. And it's going to be one for the ages, I can promise you that. I'll get you all the details. What is today? Thursday? So maybe tomorrow, Friday, or at the worst case, Monday. I'll have all the details to you by Monday of when and where we meet and where we're going to walk. But we're walking the strip this time. And second thing I want to tell you about is starting on Monday, I've got my daily radio show in Las Vegas. This one is not nationwide. It's just in Vegas on KBET 790. Wayne Allen Root, the early edition. But, of course, you can go to 790 Talk Now, I believe it is, 790talknow.com. Anywhere in the country you're listening to my voice, you can just go to 790talknow.com, and if I don't have it right, I'll have it for you by tomorrow. The website of 790 AM Radio, where you can listen live to my show, even if you're in Timbuktu or Los Angeles or New York or Des Moines. You can still listen to my show. It's on 10 a.m. to 12 noon Vegas time, Pacific time. So wherever you are in the country, you can listen. It's Wayne Allen Root, the early edition. And so I'll be on the radio twice a day now, 2 hours in the morning and 3 hours in afternoon drive time in Las Vegas. The primaries are coming up on Tuesday, June 9th. And so what that means is that you got to get your mail-in ballot in the mail today or tomorrow. Tomorrow's kind of the last time you got to get it in the mail. And we will get you my picks, my recommendations after vetting the candidates. You can either email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, or you can just go to my website, rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com. And all my picks are right at the top of the page. And then last but not least, if you want to do this police rally with me, I like to know how many people I've got on my team. And so I think last time when I asked you to email me that you wanted to do a reopen the Vegas economy rally, I asked, it had to be 100 people that had to contact me or I wouldn't do it. And I got about 250. And then when I got there, 8,000-10,000 people showed up. So most people don't actually send you a note and say they're doing it with you. So each one represents quite a few people. So it was really cool to get 250 when I asked for 100. This time I asked for at least 250, and I think I've already gotten about 250 as of yesterday. But I'd love to see 1,000 of you say I'm in, because that might mean we're going to get 15,000, 20,000 people at this event. So if you're in for a celebration of the police, the biggest pro-police rally in the history of not just Vegas, but this country, certainly the history of this country, since the bad end, everyone hates police, guess what? Email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, and let's get down. Let's roll. Let's rock. Let's get going. I want to know you're behind me. wayneroot@gmail.com. Let me know you want to come on Saturday, the 13th of June. And walk the strip in honor of the police department and also celebration of capitalism and the reopening of the economy. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is the MAGA Mall. They make the best hats. They just sent me a whole bunch of stuff, including the coolest Trump hat, Trump 2020 hat ever, black. You know me, I'm a black guy, man. I love black clothes, black hat. And it's black with this beautiful embroidering that says Trump 2020 and beautiful embroidering that has Trump's signature and beautiful embroidering that has the stars and stripes and the presidential seal. It's so cool. And I'm going to wear that hat everywhere. I wore it last night walking my dog. I'm just waiting for someone to try and start a fight with me. I'll teach them a lesson. In any case, when you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made anywhere. They've got Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. They are the most beautiful caps you've ever seen at the most inexpensive prices. And you get 10% off your order. Use the promo code WAR10 at checkouts. Just go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, and put in promo code WAR10, and you get 10% off. WAR10 for Wayne Allyn Root, and you get 10% off. The MAGA Mall, as in T-H-E, the MAGA, M-A-G-A, mall, M-A-L-L.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. This is my national show they're sponsoring, the latest national sponsor. Thank you. And when I say support the police with this big rally, do you know that Lego has asked retailers to pull all police and firefighters from their shelves? The Danish toy maker Lego has asked retailers to pull play figures of policemen and firemen from their store shelves in response to the death of George Floyd. Now, you explain to me, first of all, it's sick to say no more policemen out of Lego. But where did you get firemen from? How did firemen get thrown into that? What did firemen do to George Floyd? As a matter of fact, what did policemen do to George Floyd? One policeman did something terrible to George Floyd. Three policemen stood around and did nothing to save him. That was bad. That's four in the world. I think there's 1 million policemen in America. And when you count retired, there's probably 2 million. Four guys did something bad to one guy. That has nothing to do with pulling police action figures and firemen from toy stores around America.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.